Well, the Obama camp calls it the Big Bane lie, and Romney's people want the president to apologize for what they call an out-of-control re-election effort. Joining us live this morning is CNN's chief national correspondent, John King. John, you've been looking into this. What's the story here?
Well, it's a complicated story, Mike and Bruce, and good morning to you, gentlemen. Well, what the Romney campaign wants to say is that in February of 1999, he was tapped to lead the Olympics, and he essentially was there on a Friday and left on a Monday, and then had no hands-on role in any Bain decisions from that point on. And I talked to a bunch of people inside the company at the time. Some are still there, some have left. And the four people I talked to, three of them are Democrats, two of them are Obama supporters in this campaign cycle, and they say in terms of being involved, he was gone. That when he made the Olympic decision, he was gone. He was never in the office anymore. He wasn't in meetings. He wasn't on conference calls. And he had no hands-on role on whether to buy, you know, company XYZ, or whether, let's say, they owned company ABC, whether to lay those people off. Why is this important? Because his name still did appear on Bain documents, including Security and Exchange Commission filings, for a couple of years later. And the Obama campaign wants to say, no, he was still involved. He was still making money, and they'd like to make the case they believe he was involved in decisions because it allows them to say KB Toys, for example, in late 1999 or early the next year, laid off a bunch of workers. The Obama campaign would like to add that to the list and say that's Mitt Romney's fault. So when he left is part of the debate over what he did at Bain.
Now, John, you're a student of both sides of the equation here, the candidates and the voters. Does this resonate with voters?
Potentially. Look, we've had three dismal months of jobs reports, and so the Obama campaign is doing this for smart political strategy. Turn the focus to something else. Try to, as people might be reaching the conclusion, we like the president, but the economy's not doing any better. It's time to try something new. The Obama campaign is trying to say, well, when you look over there at the guy who would be something new, here are a whole bunch of reasons that should give you pause. He won't release his taxes. What is he hiding? He worked for this company that laid off workers or shipped jobs overseas. So as voters look and maybe consider the question, is it time to try something new? The Obama campaign is trying to dirty up the guy who would be something new. It could matter, could resonate. If the next two jobs reports are as weak as the last two jobs reports, I don't think there's any question, gentlemen, what the overwhelming wave will be in helping voters make their choice.
Do you think people are really dialed into the details here, or did they just hear Romney being hammered on one thing and then another thing and then another thing?
It depends on where you live. But because we're in the D.C. area, we see all the ads for Battleground Virginia. If you live in Montana or Texas or California, you're not getting these ads. It's only 8 or 10 states, 9 states right now where Obama's on the air, 8 states where Romney's on the air. So a lot of America's missing of this campaign in terms of the negative ads. And sometimes those ads make you decide to go online or tune in Mike and Bruce, and I need to learn more about this. So parts of the country are in the details of this. The rest of the country sort of watching and saying, what about my state? How come we don't matter?
John, thanks so much. Great stuff.
Take care, gentlemen.
CNN national correspondent John King.